John Clay joins us now from the Lexington Herald Leader. Good morning, John.
Morning, Scott. How are you doing?
Doing all right. We heard just a second ago in our promo that the 29th is the big day that everybody is looking forward to. We've got the Louisville game for the basketball team. We've got the bowl game for the football team. And I hear people say, oh, yeah, and before we get to Louisville, we got this little team called UCLA we got to get past first. Like, kind of tossing it off like it's no big deal to play UCLA.
Yeah, I know. When you're talking about the two teams that have more NCAA championships than anybody else, UCLA with 11 and Kentucky with 8. So, yeah, they play Saturday in the CBS Sports Classic down in New Orleans. Ohio State and North Carolina play in the first game. UCLA's kind of had their struggles, so they almost blew a 24-point lead last night against South Dakota at home at Pollard Pavilion. They ended up winning, but they've been, I don't know if you've heard of this guy, LeVar Ball, I think his name is. As these kids, they had Lonzo last year, UCLA did. Of course, he's with the Lakers.
Right.
And then LiAngelo was supposed to be on the team this year, but they got in a little trouble over in China. And now LiAngelo is in Lithuania trying to play professional basketball. But the two guys that were with him who got in trouble were a couple of freshmen who've been suspended for allegedly shoplifting. And without those guys, Steve Alpert's had a short rotation. He's only been able to play 8 or 9 guys. They coughed up a big lead against Michigan and lost in overtime, and they nearly coughed up another one last night. But then John Calipari would say, I don't feel too sorry for him. I don't have Jared Vanderbilt or Jamal Baker, and had Quad A Green playing in dark glasses last week. So but Kentucky's been playing with a short rotation as well. So you're going to have two teams that are going to – two kind of Ironman teams, I guess, playing on Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. We could be here all week talking about LeVar Ball and still not figure anything out, I think.
Right.
Today's column in the Herald Leader, you talk about who's up and who's down as we go into Christmas break.
Yeah, and one guy who's really up is Trey Young, the guard for Oklahoma, who Kentucky recruited, but ended up staying at home and going to Oklahoma. He's just having a tremendous season. He tied the single game NCAA assist record last night. He had 22 assists in an Oklahoma blowout win last night. So he's up. A team that's kind of down right now is Kansas, the team that beat Kentucky in the Champions Classic early. They've had some, they've been dealing with some roster issues. They lost a couple of games in a row. Bill Self's hoping to get a couple of guys eligible when they start Big 12 play. So, yeah, we're heading up to that Christmas break. As you mentioned, UCLA on Saturday, then we'll after that, then the conference season swings into full gear. We'll be full gear into SEC season here before we know it.
You can read all about it in the Lexington Herald Leader, Kentucky.com. How else can we follow you, John?
You can follow me on Twitter at John Clay IV. And, Scott, it's National College Football's National Signing Day, the early period signing day today. Mark Stoops will have a press conference at 12:30. So be sure and check out Kentucky.com all day. We'll have coverage of that.
Excellent. John Clay, thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Scott. Thank you.